And I don't have anything. All right, are we there? Hello. Okay, there we are. Oh, Ed Reimer with you for the Eben Lee Reimer Show. Glad to be with you. We have, of course, another special guest. Jackson's on the board, going to do a great job as usual. And if you can see on your screens, if you're watching via YouTube, you can see me, of course. And Miss Elaine Williams. Elaine, how are you?
I am doing well today.
Pull that mic just a little bit closer to you, please.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
And you are running for road board, Zone 6.
I am.
How's it going?
It is going fantastic.
Really?
It has been enjoyable getting out in the community every day and meeting Native Murfreesboro citizens, and also people that have transplanted here. And by far, what I have learned is that most people are not aware that we had a road board.
I know. I did not know until, well, I think I knew, but I never knew what the road board did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a fella, and he's on there. You've met him. You've met Mike Shirley.
Yes.
Mike was up here 4 years ago, and he had never run for office either, I don't think. And he wound up winning.
Yes.
You know. So, first of all, I want to thank you for doing this, for coming up here.
My pleasure.
You've been here before with Miss Angela Bingham.
Yes.
Who is none better than her.
Yes.
And I thank you for having the courage to put your name on a ballot, because I've never run for anything in my life but the county line. Had to run for that a time or two, but... I appreciate anyone that does that. I thank you very much. I'll tell you what, let's do. We're going to get this thing kicked off. And like I said, Jackson's on the board. Okay. But for right now, my name is Ed Reimer for the Eben Lee Reimer Show. And yes, I am still a private investigator, at least for now. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Reimer Show with your host, Ed Reimer, on your Good Neighbor Station, News Radio, WGNS.
And that is a little rock and roll to get you kicked off on a Sunday night. And this is the Eben Lee Reimer Show. I'm your host, Ed Reimer. This show is produced at studios WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM. Right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, you can reach us tonight. You can reach Elaine with your questions, your comments, your thoughts at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. Now, you can also send us a text at that number, and our producer, Jackson, will be glad to read it over the air. For those of you who do not wish to be heard live, or he'll give it to me or Elaine, we'll be glad to read it and let Elaine answer your question. Now, how do you reach us? Well, of course, the first place to reach us is the good old-fashioned radio, and that's at 1450 AM, 101.9 FM. And for our folks in Smyrna and Laverne, the strongest signal for you is Scott put up a special tower down there. Can't talk tonight, Elaine. You can reach us on the better frequency down there is 100.5, okay? Now, you can also download us right now, News Radio, WGNS, on YouTube, live. We are live right now on YouTube or Facebook Live. My wife listens lots of times on Alexa. You can find us on Stitcher. I don't know where all you, everywhere. Okay, we're there. So, and then of course we have the podcast you can pull up later in the week, you know, if you don't have time to listen now. And that's how you reach us. And you can also download the WGNS app at WGNSradio.com and take WGNS with you wherever you go and listen whenever you wish. Angela, I saw her down in the parking lot, did not get to listen to her show. She's just a wonderful person, doing a great job with Simplicity, her and the ladies that are with her, and we appreciate them. They do a great job. Give her a listen. I listened to Jason Qualls. I got to listen to Jason a couple of days this week on Financial Coaching Radio. Great job. Now, one quick announcement on a personal note. Tonight marks an anniversary. I've been here 11 years. Thank you. And please stay in your seats. There's no sense. Don't rush the stage. And it's been a great 11 years. It really has. And I've learned a lot and had a lot of guests sitting in these chairs. And I do appreciate all the support. Jeff Neal, when I see you next time, I'm going to wring your neck. Thanks for the card. And you know why I'm going to wring your neck, don't you? Yeah, okay. Jeff has been an avid supporter here at WGNS, and I thank him very much. He was up earlier. He was up here at the station earlier, and I thank you very much. Much appreciated. And his calls are always appreciated. So many of you that you write in on a regular basis when I send you your text and all that, and Facebook things, and I thank you for that, and we appreciate it. Now, if I could, Elaine, let me ask you something. You've never run for public office ever.
Correct.
Why are you doing this? What made you want to do this?
I think there are two reasons.
It's certainly not the money.
No, it's not the
right,
money.
Yeah.
I think two reasons. The Rutherford County Road Board involves road construction, which is one type of commercial construction. And I made a decision to transition my career from serving in financial roads, managing budgets, to taking that same skill set to transition to commercial construction as a subcontractor.
Very good. Arnold Joseph White, AJ, thank you. We appreciate you listening in. We appreciate it. Larry Cawthon, thank you. We appreciate it very much. Gene Smith, thank you. Much appreciated. We appreciate it. Pete Elkins, Pete, if you're listening, thank you. All of you, thank you very much. As usual, we appreciate all of you. So tell people of Rutherford County, is that a call for us? Yeah, we've got a call already. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air live with Edmund Lee Raymer.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing? This is Coach Wayne Buckingham. You doing good for WABC?
Wayne, how are you doing? Your name's been batted around up here today, but I staunchly defended you.
Oh, it was all good stuff they were saying.
It was. Okay, now you've got a golf tournament coming up.
Yes, sir. We got our 16th annual Celebrity Weekend coming up this coming 12th and 13th next week. Well, this week coming, yes, Friday and Saturday.
Now, what celebrities have you got coming into town? Because I know you're going to bring some NFL players, some NBA players. Who you got?
I got a few Georgia Bulldogs coming in, Tim Worthy, Kevin Haynes. Then I got Dale Davis, played the Indiana Pacers. I have Gerald Riggs, played for the Falcons. Got Dwight Stone, our very own Dwight Stone, played here at MTSU. He's been
right
part of this with me for
yeah
16 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got me naming guys. I got about 15, 20 guys. I'm riding in the car, so I don't have my sheet in front of me.
Okay. All right. All that many puts on the spot.
Just name a few of them. You know, it's growing. It's done growed over the 16 years, and these guys come back in and give back to our kids in the community.
Right.
Helping us raise money for our tools for schools that we give out, help kids with school supplies and book bags, and help kids help pay for their lunches and stuff in the school systems.
Well, and everything is much appreciated. So you'll give out somewhere around, 200, 250 of those?
Yeah, we give out about 250 those bags. And then during the school year, we try to take at least care of 100 kids' lunches.
Sure. And you know the kids and the parents really appreciate it because everything that you can do helps out so much.
Yes, sir. We try our best. You know, we touch more than we do Murfreesboro, we do Shelbyville, Tullahoma. We kind of do the middle of Tennessee area.
Sure.
We reach out to all the surrounding areas. But that Friday, we'll be in Murfreesboro starting at 5. School supply thing will be at, I think it's from 3 to 4:30 at the Fish House Sports Bar and Grill right there in the parking lot.
Good food there.
Tennessee Boulevard.
Yeah. Good food there.
Then it's starting at 5:00, we'll have the meet and greet where everybody's playing in the tournaments can come get autographs and hang out with the players and meet the guys that night. And it's open to the public, too.
Sure.
If you want to come out and hang out with the NFL, NBA guys, and we got a lot of former MTSU guys coming through.
Sure.
And everything. So it's going to be a fun night that Friday night. Then Saturday, we'll do the golf tournament. And actually, this year, we moved it to Smyrna Golf Course. They gave us a Saturday.
I was going to ask you next. It's going to be at Smyrna Golf Course this year.
Yes, sir. It's going to be at Smyrna Golf Course this year. And I'm kind of happy about that. My first time doing it on a Saturday.
Okay.
And we do have a few more open spots, individual spots. I think we need about five more teams to have a full house.
Okay.
And everything. So, if you're out there and you want to come and play some golf and hang out with some NBA, NFL guys and help our cause, we're more likely to come out and enjoy a wonderful weekend with us.
Okay. We'll get the word. We're trying to get the word out, and we appreciate you doing this. Jeff Neal said to say hello.
Hey, tell them I said hey, and if they want to sign up, because actually I got to let the golf course know by Wednesday.
Okay.
I got to let them know. So if they want to go to wabsports.com, wabsports.com, they can click on the link on there and go to the site to sign up, or they can give me a call at 331-472-9828. Just that Wednesday, we got to turn our list in to the golf course.
Give us that number again, Wayne, please. 332?
No, 331-472-9828.
Okay.
Let me know if y'all want to play. We do have spots open. But even if you don't play golf, come on out and enjoy yourself and hang out with these guys. And they're coming to Murfreesboro, Tennessee to help our children out.
And it's growing every year. Now, this is your 16th year?
Yes, sir. It's our 16th year.
Good.
Been doing it for a while. And like I say, Dwight Stone is one of our founders with me.
Right.
He played there in Pittsburgh Steelers. And so this year is kind of like I guess you call it almost a decade and a half. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, tonight's my 11-year anniversary to be here. So.
Yay. Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah, it's 11 years tonight that I was up here. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, I need to get some of the guys to call in, or you need to come out and interview some of the guys if you ain't doing too much Friday or Saturday at the fish house.
Okay. All right. I will put that under consider, along with everybody else they're wanting me to talk to.
You're a busy young man.
Thank you so much, and thank you for doing this, Wayne. It helps the community so much and helps these kids, and goodness knows we need it. Okay.
Appreciate you having me on the show, my friend. Thank you so very much. See y'all this
Thank
weekend.
You, Wayne. We appreciate that. Folks, get a hold of him, and you've got the name, WAB.com, and go to Wayne Buckingham, and you can get a spot there, and it helps these kids out tremendously in here in Middle Tennessee, here Rutherford County, Bedford County, and the tournament will be held at Smyrna this year. So we're glad to help out with that. Elaine Williams is our guest tonight. She's running for road board in Zone 6. What zone does that include? What area does that include, Elaine? Tell folks if you would.
Absolutely. Zone 6 includes three districts. It's District 13, District 15, and District 16. That would be the North Murfreesboro area by the VA hospital,
right,
which ends at Compton Road.
Right.
If we come back, it's going to include downtown Murfreesboro, go over to Medical Center Parkway, and then if we keep going out Old Fort Parkway, it's going to include New Salem,
okay,
Blackman, St. Andrews area,
okay,
Kasson Lane.
Right. So you're talking about some big money areas there.
Absolutely.
Where it includes that. Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. And this is for county.
It's for the county, but
right,
what people typically haven't understood is that even though it's the county road board, a portion of, if you are a city resident, which all three of those districts are in the city,
sure,
a portion of your property tax money is allocated to the maintenance and construction of county roads.
That it is.
Whether you use them or not.
Right, right, yeah. Well, it's like I always said, you know, people talk about shutting down the government and everything. You know, how'd you get here tonight? I drove on a road.
No
kidding. Yeah, yeah, that would be the first place, you know. Infrastructure is the key to it all. Elaine Williams is our guest. She's a candidate for Road Board Zone 6, and Jackson's going to take us to our first series of breaks to get this out of the way for us and give this time to our sponsors. We'll be back with Elaine right after this. Stay with us. Thank you. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone. Scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low-maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now, you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, Ed Raymer for the Evan Lee Raymer Show back with you. Thank you, Jackson, and thanks to all of our sponsors. Thank you, Jay Mullins, Tim and Michelle and that whole crew over there, and Garrick, and thanks to Complete Yard Care. Appreciate you. Without you, we couldn't do it. Elaine Williams is our guest tonight. Elaine, how did you go about getting into this? Did you just, you did this all on your own, or did someone approach you? Or
I serve on the County Mayor's Public Building Authority Board.
Okay.
And so my first inclination about this was through there, just talking. You see the commissioners meeting, you see different sure. people up there. And so it was mentioned to me that, hey, you have a construction background. Have you ever thought about the road board? Do you know a lot about it? And so I honestly didn't. I was obviously familiar with the Tennessee Road Builders Association, which is, of course, statewide.
Sure.
Right. But I just didn't know a lot about our own local road board. And so I think in April I went to their meeting, which is the first day of every month at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's open to the public. Anybody can go. I think it's on Rutledge at the Highway Commission's office. And that was my introduction. I went to their website to learn what they do.
Sure.
And I said, okay, they have a budget. I have a background in budgeting.
Sure.
I said, it's a 7-member board. They're doing an excellent job. It involves road construction and doing commercial construction. Roads are part of the plan.
Sure.
And I said, I think I could transfer my skill set to this and be of value.
Sure. Yeah. Now, as I understand, this really involves more than just the basic road itself. I mean, we all pave, you know, pavement and asphalt and all that. If you need a guardrail here, you have to do studies on that. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
To see if it is warranted.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, so these are things we're talking about. Or if there have been an excessive number of accidents at this particular intersection.
Absolutely.
Are you familiar with how that works? Do you have enough experience? I know you're not on the board yet. You have not been, so I don't want to put you in a corner. But are you familiar with how that works? What are there? Is there a series of hearings, or people come forward and complain, or whatever the case might be?
From what I understand, in talking with different people in city and county government, they do traffic studies.
Sure.
When there are developments that are coming, the road plan has to be submitted with that. And so it's a lot of moving pieces. A lot of people will often say, well, why is New Salem taking so long? It seems like that road is taking forever to widen.
Right.
One of the things we have to look at is that there are three different types of roads. There are county roads, and anybody in Murfreesboro can request a copy of the county road book. It literally lists in a spiral notebook all of the county roads.
Right.
But there are state roads that run through Murfreesboro city limits. New Salem would be one of those state roads, even though it's in the city. Broad Street would be a state road that runs in the city. And so often the things that are an irritant or a concern to most constituents are actually state roads.
Yeah, and you might not have as much sway over, I mean, you might be able to make a phone call for someone, but the state will have final say-so of what is done.
Absolutely, which means
allocation of funds, of money, in order to make an improvement or whatever the case might be.
Absolutely, and that means being very good at building relationships.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Press the flesh, yeah. A lot of luncheons, a lot of chili suppers, yeah. I can only imagine. I might be in for the food part, but I don't know about doing, you know, schmoozing it that way. I kind of got tired of it.
Yes.
Jackson, we have a call, no doubt. Yeah, we have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. You're on.
Yes, this is Miss Baxter. I was calling in for Miss Williams.
Yes, go ahead.
I had a question about all the building that's going up out on Braderville Highway right before you get to Dilton Mankin that Mr. Swanson is doing out this way.
Yes, ma'am.
I know we travel that way to avoid the 41 because of the Elam Road and everything coming off Joe B. And so I'm just wondering how congested that's going to be with commercial and residential going up out there on that road, how they're going to try to work it out to where we're not just stuck back here in this subdivision without a good out in the mornings and in the evenings.
Now, which road are you talking about in specific, ma'am?
Braderville Highway off of, if you turn off of mm-hmm. South Rutherford on
right.
Braderville.
Yes.
And
okay.
You're coming out toward Dilton Mankin.
Right.
There's mm-hmm. right out by that Baptist church and the mosque. And then after that, there's a subdivision on the left, but Joe Swanson's doing some commercial work out this way on the right. And it's massive out here. So I'm just concerned about all the traffic and the road work being torn up and schools starting. And I'm just interested to see what we're thinking out that way.
Now, see, this is a good question because I had no idea any of this was going on out there. I never go to that area.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And we travel it all the time to avoid 41 and the mess over here on Elam Road.
Well, we're going to try, I'll tell you what, and you know, we're out, you mentioned Elam Road and the Joe B. Jackson Exchange there, and that's
yes.
where the Buc-ee's is going to be going.
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir. That's where our church
and
is at, is out that way.
Is that, which church is that, ma'am?
Calvary Apostolic.
Okay. Is that the white church?
Yes, it is. We're the Hollinshead, Jeff Hollinshead is the pastor.
Are you on the old, can't even think.
John Hart
County Farm. County Farm Road.
No, sir. We're right behind. If you come off 41 onto Joe B.
Okay.
Then you will go past the Dollar General, and then you'll go where that John Harney built all those
gotcha.
Apartments, and they just yeah. We're our church is right there beside those.
Gotcha. Okay.
That
all right.
Center. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's about to be built up too, ma'am. Because you know, I don't know.
Oh, I know. There's a dumpster out there, a landfill out there, too.
Well, they're going it's not really a dump. It is an incinerator, man.
I apologize. Yes. But yes, the landfill, that's the correct term. The dumpsters came
the city councilman will be calling any minute now. I can get up and run, but I can't let Elaine out. I've got her handcuffed to the desk, so she's going to be here for the balance of the hour. So, but okay, ma'am, thank you very much. Good question. Wait a minute, you got a question. Elaine's got something for you.
So, Miss Baxter, thank you so much for your question. And that's a very valid concern about the development off of Bradyville. Bradyville is actually a state road. And so that means that the state is involved in that, and we are aware that there is new residential development going on. We are aware that there is commercial development going on. They did do a traffic study, and in the traffic study for both the residential and commercial development, they have turn lanes that will be installed later. So I do understand your present concern, because you can't physically see the turn lanes yet, but they have considered the impact to Elan Road and, to my knowledge, Dilton-Mankin Road. The highway department their responsibility is to make certain that the roads are built correctly. And then the planning department is actually in charge of the actual turn lanes, but they have considered that impact. And I think long-term, Joby Jackson, John Bragg Highway, and this may be who knows how many years or decades.
True.
There is a larger plan, as we all know, for that to connect, but it may be a very long time before that happens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am, we thank you for your call. We thank you for questions. Is there anything else we can help you with?
No, I just want to thank y'all for taking my call.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you. Thank you very much.
All right.
That's
you
good.
Have a good night.
Thank you, ma'am. That is a very good question. Very good observation. Mm-hmm. And was her name Miss Baxter? Mm-hmm. Is that her name? Yeah, she is not handcuffed to the desk. I promise. She's not. She's free to get up and leave. And please don't get up and leave. I've never had a guest walk out on me yet. But that's very valid. You know, and there's so much to this. I had a couple of our city council candidates on. We've got another call. Okay, we have another call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to call. I think Ms. Williams had said earlier about property taxes funding the highway department, but I just wanted to make a correction. There are no county property taxes, city taxes that fund the highway department. The highway department is funded by fuel taxes and mineral severance taxes.
Okay.
Some years ago, there was a public works department that was created. And when that was first created, there was 1 cent of the property tax that was taken to fund that. But that, over the last several years, has been cut to a half a cent. And that provides funding for the public works department, not the highway department. All the paving that's done, anything that's done on county roads, that funding is done by fuel taxes and mineral severance taxes, not 1 cent of property taxes from the city, county, or otherwise. Now, we do have, like y'all were talking about, there are some state routes, what we call state aid roads, that go between, if it's a county road to county road, and you know that a state, you know, funds to have those paid. But,
sure.
But anyway, I just want to make the correction. There are no property taxes whatsoever that fund the highway department.
Sure. Okay, yes. Yeah. She has a point. Hold on, caller, please.
Yeah,
go ahead, Elaine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you so much for that. I pulled up the Rutherford County TN.gov website for the highway department.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And I may, please help me if I misinterpret it. I think it's the third paragraph, and it says the department receives funding from state fuel tax, portions of the wheel tax, and portions of the mineral severance tax.
Yes.
The only property tax it receives is to do off-road right-of-way county approved drainage problems.
That's the Public Works Department. Now, the Public Works Department is housed. Their equipment and all that is housed out there at the Highway Department, but it is two separate departments.
Okay.
Yeah. So none of the fund that half a cent property tax that goes strictly for any off road where they, you know, create ditches or, you know, in subdivision sometimes, you know, you have swales and drainage and those become overgrown and stuff like that because water problems. So, you know, that allows them to go in there and do that. That's why that Public Works Department was created years ago to do that. And that is funded with a half a cent of the property tax. But the Highway Department, it does anything on the roads, paving, any of that, is simply, strictly from, like you said, portion of the wheel tax, fuel taxes and mineral severance taxes.
Okay, and help me with this part here. The last sentence says, this amounts to approximately $500,000 a year, or 1% of the property tax.
Well, yeah, that $500,000 a year, what he's talking about, that half a cent, that's for Public Works, and they do just the off-road, construction or whatever, or, they keep the ditch lines or, you know, waterways that, you know, do the drainage off of, you know, like in subdivisions or whatever in the
culverts county. Would include culverts and things like that.
Yeah, you know,
maybe.
A lot of times, you know, you have a developer that goes in and they'll put in, they'll put in swales, you know, takes the water away. Well, over the years, a lot of times those get overgrown.
Yes.
And so water backs up into people's yards or in their street. So that's why that department was created years ago, because as years went on, this started becoming an issue. So that's why that department was created. And it is housed at the Highway Department, but there are two separate departments.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
that. Are you with the county by chance, if I might ask? I don't mean to blow your cover here.
You ain't blowing my cover. I serve on the road board.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So anyway, when I heard that, I was just like, yeah, that's just, you know, I'm not saying she's trying to put out false information.
Oh, sure.
I just want to make sure that your taxpaying citizens knew how it really was. So anyway, that's how that all pans out.
Well, we are very appreciative
thank
of your
you.
Call. We thank you very much.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And sir, I do not have her handcuffed to the desk. I promise she's free to go.
All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate
very much. It.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. Now that's a good call.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It clears up some things. But you know, I was talking to I had Kurt Wade on, had Sean Wright on. Sean, I hope Sean is listening. His wife was in a bad car accident, and looks like, thank goodness, she is going to be okay.
Yes.
We are very fortunate. They are very fortunate that she's going to be all right. It was all over Facebook. All the county was people were writing in and, you know, offering prayers, condolences, thoughts, and we appreciate that. But Sean was on, and he's running for re-election to city council. But there is a lot that goes, and a lot of voices get put into a road.
Mm-hmm.
And one was emergency turning lane, emergency lanes for emergency equipment.
Okay.
Fire trucks, ambulances, police and automobiles and all that to get to where you're going. If you go out Medical Center right now, which is an area they're working on right now, you know, if you had a fire, you can't get the fire truck, and they know automatically. I think it was Sean or maybe Kurt one telling me those cars know to circle around a certain area and go, and don't go Medical Center if it's around 4:30, 5:30 in the afternoon, because it's a nightmare out there. You know,
absolutely.
I have a brother and sister live out there that way, and you know, I'd be glad to come to your house and help your brother, but not at 5:30 in the afternoon. But there's a lot that goes into it. You have drainage issues. You have all of this that goes into it. The old days, I've said many times, of going out here and, you know, on Daddy's farm, and you know, Bubba, go get that tractor and that blade and just make us a ditch there, and let's put us a road, and we're going to build some houses down there. Well, those days are long gone.
Mm-hmm.
And many people hate that, and I do too. I remember those days as a kid, you know, you could do that, and there weren't any, there was no oversight, so to speak. But those times have changed.
They've changed.
And probably for the better, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Undoubtedly, you don't go into a job like this, a position like this, an elected position, necessarily with, I'm going to change the way things are. No, that's not really part of you. That's not up to any one individual. I mean,
no,
change
sir.
Comes about gradually.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. Oh, I am so sorry. Comes about gradually, lots of times through trial and error.
Absolutely.
You know, well, that didn't work. We're going to try this, and it does happen, you know. And, you know, anything else you want to add right now?
I don't think so. I just want to say thank you. The community has been so very kind and cordial. People that I don't know have volunteered on the campaign. I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned about Murfreesboro.
I bet you have.
And it would just be a pleasure to serve people. I am concerned. I want to participate, and I think I would do an excellent job. And I also think that my background in finance, in working with blueprints, building plans.
Sure.
My understanding is when the road contractors submit bids, they are weighted bids instead of simple bids. And so I am accustomed to working with that. So I think my understanding of that would really be of value.
There is a lot of business savvy that goes with this. A lot of people don't recognize.
Yes,
you
sir.
You know, there's a lot, just as our last caller, you know, I appreciate him that half a cent.
Yes.
You know, that amounts to a whole lot of money.
Yes, it does.
You know, anymore. back in the 50s and 60s, I'm sure it didn't. It wasn't that big a deal. But today it's a pretty... I mean, I don't even know the road board existed in the 50s and 60s, you know. But it amounts to, you're looking at a pretty good chunk of change.
Yes, sir.
You know? So, okay. You've got 3 weeks left. Is that about right?
3 weeks left, and early voting starts on Friday, July 12th.
July 12th, okay.
Through July 27th.
Okay. And you're in Zone 6, and again, tell people what zone that is.
Zone 6 includes Districts 13, District 15, and District 16. So if they look on their voter registration card, there's a section that says school/road board, and you'll see a number 6 there. And the old-fashioned way to tell is when you go vote, if my name shows up for Zone 6, you'll know you can vote for me.
Right. That's about right, you know. And, you know, hopefully we won't have a bunch of amendments this time. At our last election 4 years ago, we had like 13, 14 pages. I was talking to Sheriff Fitzhugh. We just kept turning page after page mm-hmm. after page, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And look for people you wanted to vote for and find out, okay, there's her name right there. That's the one, you know. But it can get a bit confusing. I am really impressed by your credentials on this, because you do hold the credentials to handle a job like this, it sounds like.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. And I do want to just commend the Mayor's Public Building Authority Board.
Sure.
I've been on there a year, and that...
Now, this is county or city?
This is county.
County.
Mayor Carr.
Mayor Carr,
It has been very helpful, because it's the building of the county's commercial buildings, but we have to work with the architects, and we have to work with owner's agents to construct county buildings and all the OAC meetings and reviewing
sure.
the budgets. And so it's been very helpful.
A lot more to it than just making a phone call.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. And a lot more meetings than just an afternoon sack lunch meeting. Yeah.
The last meeting we had, we met so long they forgot we were in the building, and we were locked in temporarily.
Like you're handcuffed to the desk here tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead and go to our last series of breaks. We've got some calls that will be coming in here, supposed to. Jackson would be so good to do this. And we're going to go to our last series of breaks. You're listening to Elaine Williams, and thank you, callers. We appreciate you so much. And we're going to hear from our sponsors right now. I'm Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Stay with us, back right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And we are back. And again, thanks to our sponsors, J. Mullins. Thank you. Complete Yard Care. Thank you very much. All of you folks, we appreciate it. And accidentally, we lost a caller. Caller, please call back. That happens up here from time to time. Elaine Williams is my guest. She's running for road board. You wanted to mention something about Bucky's. That's going to be a massive, massive. It's supposed to be, what, 90, 100 gas pumps out there?
It's 100 gas pumps, and from what I understand, the cleanest restrooms you will ever find.
That's what they that's one of their big fortes. That's what they put out there, clean restrooms and big restrooms.
That is. I had one constituent here in Murfreesboro that I've talked to him two or three times, and he said this is not going to be good for the city because, you know, the traffic is going to back all the way up to Church Street, and right. You know, there's only going to be two ways to get there. And one of the things I shared with him is that TDOT is in charge of the traffic plans for Bucky's.
Sure.
And so you know, we can understand his concern, but if I told him we can actually send him the plans, but what it currently looks like is nothing what the end plan will look like for that.
Right.
It's going to be a completely different plan built in stages.
Do you presently know how many acres that entire complex is going to cover?
I do not, but I do have the plans.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, and let's emphasize, Bucky's, this is not a truck stop.
No, it's not.
It's a tour. It's for cars.
Yes.
For automobiles.
Absolutely.
They're going to pump a lot of gas out of that place.
Yes, they are.
I'm telling you. Wow. I'm telling you. And you say TDOT takes care of
They're doing right the now. Traffic plan for that.
We have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air.
Mr. Ed, this is Hooper Pinuel out in the great country of Las Casas.
The honorary mayor of Las Casas, ladies and gentlemen. Elaine, this is the consummate politician's politician, right here.
I had called in and you cut me off.
Well, that's not my fault now. I'm blaming Jackson. I throw the board man under the bus, okay?
No, he said it was your fault.
Okay, we're pointing fingers already. Hooper, before you get started, if I could, I don't know. Did you know Jack Jolly?
I did. I knew Jack
Jolly. We lost him.
I played football with him in grammar school. He was my coach.
Is that right?
Nielsen.
You know, we lost him a couple of weeks ago. I know he had a big impact on prep sports here in Rutherford County, and he loved it.
He did years ago, and he was a great coach,
he was a mentor to a lot of people, wasn't he?
If you didn't do right, he would tell you what you was doing wrong right off the bat.
He was a great mentor to a lot of people, wasn't he?
He was.
I just wanted to make mention of him. We had not talked about that. But we called the week before his funeral. I talked to John Jolly, his son. And we went over. Bill Wilson came up. And we were talking about many of the things. Man, he was all over this county for a while. And then,
he was all over. He coached at a lot of different schools. And, of course, I went to Mitchell Nielsen from the 7th and 8th grade.
Right.
And he was a coach there, football and baseball and basketball, and he was just a good all around person for us young kids.
You know, that's the one thing I always heard about Jack Jolly, and I hate it. I never got to meet him. I've known John, his son, for more than 30 years now. It's hard to believe him saying that. But the one thing everybody always said about Mr. Jolly was, you know, the bottom line, he's just a good guy.
Good guy.
You know, and what's that worth to you, man? I mean, people live their whole life, and that's, I hope when I go out, God bless when my time comes, that they'll say, you know, the bottom line is he was a pretty good guy, you know.
Ed Raymer was a good guy. Sometimes
he
got off on the wrong track, but he was on the right track.
Okay, and Hooper, what do you think about this young lady I've got up here right now?
Well, I think you've got a good candidate there. I think the road board's going to be really, really in good shape. I hope she gets elected. We just need good people from the bottom all the way to the top, and I'm going to talk Democrat a little bit right now, if you don't mind.
You know me.
I know. That's exactly right. You know, if we don't start that right now, we've got to remember what we're looking into for the November election. And if we don't elect Democrats to the road board and the school board and all these other boards that's up there, we may be in trouble. And I just hope people will recognize the faults that will happen if we don't vote right.
I want to read you something from Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. This was posted by a good.
Going to the Bible today. Okay.
Yeah, well, this was posted by a good friend of ours, John Mitchell. I think you might know him. I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you've been taught. Avoid them, for such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive.
Absolutely.
And that comes from the good book.
Romans. Yeah.
Right. And
absolutely,
it was never more true than today.
Well, absolutely. And I appreciate you bringing that before the people here at Rutherford County. We've just got to make sure that people understand what's at stake for this election in November.
Yes.
Course, leading up to that, too, the road board and the school board and city council and all that, too, is important. But all that leads up to November when we elect the president of the United States. We just got to make sure that we know what we're voting for when we vote in November.
Exactly. Stu okay. Miller, PT Left, Carol Ann Elmore, AJ White, thank you all for listening in. We appreciate it. Hooper,
okay.
did you ever think that you'd ever in your life see a political time like this?
No.
I never did either.
I never did. When I was coming up to school, we always thought that everything was just right. Everything was perfect. Everything was going just fine. And we never thought we'd get into a situation where we thought maybe we may be living under a dictatorship later on in,
right.
in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that what we have come into here lately is not what we anticipated, but the only way to take care of it is to go to the polls and vote the right way.
And you know, more Democrats vote in elections than Republicans.
I've heard that.
It's true.
But
we've got some people that's going to have to get up off their backside and go vote and make sure you're registered. Now, it's too late to register for Elaine's election. That registration is over. But now for federal election, for president and all that, you've still got time to register. You can get registered.
Early voting starts here pretty quick.
Friday.
For this election in August.
Friday, July 12th.
Right.
July 12th, exactly. And you can go to online and to see if you're registered to vote. If you're not, you can do it. So anyway, best of luck to you.
Thank you. I
get off the line, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate you, Ed.
Yes, sir.
Y'all be
careful, and let's make sure this 4th is not the last 4th that we celebrate.
I could not agree with you anymore. I'm telling you,
okay.
You know.
All right,
and
okay.
Hooper,
all
thank
right.
you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank
Mr. Hooper Pennell, good night.
All right.
Mr. Hooper Pennell from out in Las Casas, always a supporter of this show, and we appreciate it. We thank you so much. We've got 8 minutes, well, really less than that left, Elaine. And any final parting words? Tell people how they can get a hold of you. Okay?
Absolutely. To learn about the campaign, www.votewilliamsroadboard.com, www.votewilliamsroadboard.com. You can also go to Facebook and use that same information to follow us on Facebook. You can also go to linkedin.com and follow us there. I guess my parting comment would be, Ed, is having worked in finance for most of my career, one of the things we know, whether it's public money you're dealing with or private money you're dealing with, you have to do disclosure. There has to be transparency.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so one of the taglines for the campaign is transparency matters. And to my knowledge, I don't know everything, but to my knowledge, when we go to our website for Rutherford County Government, all of our different boards that meet, you can go there and look at their meeting minutes. You can just
right.
click and see. And to my knowledge, I don't think that the road board posts their meeting minutes and things. And that is just from a financial perspective and open government and good fiscal responsibility.
Let people know what's going on.
Let people know what's going on. And I think it would be good to have that just to be transparent.
Right. And you know, it's like a caller that called in, a half a cent amounts up to about $500,000. That's a bunch of money.
Yes, sir.
To ought to be a half a cent. Well, what's a half a cent? That's it right there. You know.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I know that Mike Shirley, who's on the board, like I said last year, when we looked down, we were up at the headquarters, up at election headquarters, and counting the votes. Well, Mr. Farley and his people were counting. We don't count them,
mm-hmm.
but the radio station's up there, and he was only ahead by like 2 or 3 votes.
Wow!
And I circled that in red and gave it to Bart. I said, Bart, here's your race. It's tight.
Wow! Wow.
And I think he only won by just a handful.
Wow.
And we had other candidates. One lady, you know, beat by less than like 34, 35 votes.
Wow.
You know, I mean, just your vote does count.
Your
not
vote
everything.
Does count.
Yeah. Not everything is the Electoral College.
Yes.
You know, that's only one election.
Yes.
And apparently years ago it was some farmer that was afraid he wasn't going to be represented, I guess, in fair and square or whatever. I think it's time to do away with it. Because that was cost us a couple of presidents here and there. But, you know, no, I mean, it's a fact. It's the only election where, you know, the someone else can... You know, it's like I always talk about Trump. I get a kick out of it. You know, he's never really won an election. He never won an election. His first election, he got beat by a girl. I mean, well, that's something, isn't it? You know, I'd always want to just get close to, you know, hey, man, you know, you got beat by a girl in your first election. I told you that's trouble, man. I'm going to I'll take the handcuff off here in a minute. You're
okay.
Going to be free to go.
Okay.
No, I'll tell you, it is so important. And we have our guests that are here. Well, they're not our guests. They're going to be doing a show here at 9 o'clock. Our next poke's coming on. And Elaine Williams has been good enough to be with us. Again, thank you so much for doing this.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I really appreciate people that put their name on a ballot.
Thank you.
I really do.
Thank you.
I thank you so much. And we all wish you the very best.
Thank you.
You know, and, you know, folks, thank you all for a great 11 years. Jeff Neal, thank you again.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I wanted something I could be in till I was 75.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 66 now.
Mm-hmm.
So... Hopefully, good Lord willing, I'll make it another 9 years. And then after that, we'll see what happens. I don't know.
You
but
will.
I hope you're right. I don't know. We'll have to. That's not up to me. That's up to another man but or woman or whoever that might be. And it's another power that will make that decision. But I'm grateful to all of you that listen. We appreciate you so much. I do. And all of our sponsors. But. You know, it's 11 years. You can't believe it sometimes. Sometimes it really feels like it's been 11 years.
You're good at what you do.
Well, no, I'm glad you sat down. And when I said, you know, because I've had guests that, you know, as you know, I got you here a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
And that I like to get here, get a drink of water, cup of coffee, whatever. You brought your own, of course. And to sit down and, you know, let's just talk. You know,
yes,
here's what I am. Here's what I do. I'm not going to get anybody in a corner and pull out a knife and start stabbing them in the back, you know. And I think that's important. I never wanted to be a Howard Stern or anything like that. But, you know, and then, but I get them out there for the first 20, 30 minutes and, you know, talking and everything. And they come in here and sit down, you know. And good evening to Bobby Joe. And Bob, how are you doing?
Fine.
And, you know, Jackson's seen him. He's seen, you got to, you know, just loosen up, man. You know, it's not like this is Ed Raymer. I am not Ed Sullivan with like 80 or 90 million people isn't wanting to hear what I've got to say, you know. Thank you to all of our listeners. Elaine, thank you.
Thank you.
Wish you the very best. Early voting begins Friday.
Yes.
I'm going to try and get out there and get that done. Get out of the way with that. Jackson, thank you. Always doing a great job on the board. And for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, till next Sunday at 8 o'clock. Catch you down the road. Good night.